It is that time of the month. I get to sit back with you and listen to Fran Lamb talk about the history of the Brazos Valley and what she calls heritage highlights. Take it away, Fran.
The first Bryan High School was built in 1880, following voter approval of a, quote, graded school. The land in the southwest part of town was donated by several local leaders, including Major Cavett, General H.B. Stoddard, Major L.J. McQueen, and Colonel Harvey Mitchell. Only seven grades comprised the first student body that first year. By 1884, 10 grades occupied the school, and the first graduating class of Bryan High School in that year was composed of three girls. In 1915, the first Bryan High School yearbook was published for a student body of 200 students in all grades. Though records are not as plentiful, a parallel history of black student education exists. In 1885, the city of Bryan purchased land for and established the Bryan Public School for Colored, thus providing separate but equal and impartial instruction for black children, as prescribed by the Texas State Constitution of 1876. The first building, a two-story frame structure, burned in 1914. It was replaced with a brick building at the corner of West 19th and Houston Streets. By 1917, growth in the city required the construction of a new school. Voters gave their approval for the new building, which was projected to cost $100,000. Hey, a lot of money in 1917. Ground was broken in August of 1918 at the location on Baker Street, the site of present-day Fannin Elementary. The school contained 40 rooms and an auditorium with a seating capacity of 1,000. From 1921 to 1928, there was no yearbook to record the history of the schools. The tradition was revived by the seniors of 1929. In that year, it was announced that Bryan schools would have their names changed to honor the heroes of Texas history. Bryan High School became Stephen F. Austin High School at that time. In less than 10 years, the student population of Stephen F. Austin had grown so quickly that another school was built. In the fall of 1939, students entered a brand new building at 801 South Ennis. So there you have it, another episode of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this program or previously aired programs, go to the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Well, thank you as always, Fran Lamb. Heritage Highlights is always a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.